This is the news in brief from the United Nations. A shipwreck off the Libyan coast has reportedly claimed the lives of 130 people, despite SOS calls for help, the UN Migration Agency, IOM, said on Friday. The tragedy was confirmed late on Thursday by the volunteer rescue vessel Ocean Viking. It reported seeing dozens of bodies floating in the water next to the stricken inflatable vessel, said IOM spokesman Safa Masali, speaking in Geneva.
The reports say that 130 people were on board the rubber dinghy for 2 days before they sank in the central Mediterranean. For 2 days, the NGO Alarm Phone, which is responsible for sending distress calls to the relevant maritime rescue centres in the Mediterranean region, has been calling on states to uphold their responsibilities towards these people and send rescue vessels. Unfortunately, that has not happened.
Close to 500 people have now drowned in the Mediterranean Sea this year, almost three times as many as the same period last year. Over the past 3 days, there have been reports of at least two other boats carrying migrants in the central Mediterranean, Ms. Masali noted. One boat was intercepted by the Libyan Coast Guard, and 103 or more people were returned to Libya and detained, while a mother and child were found dead on board. The third boat has been out at sea for 3 days, and what we fear is that the worst has happened, Ms. Masali said. Given the status and the state of these boats, given the length and duration that the people are spending in what remains the most dangerous sea crossing in the world. In Ukraine, a UN-led humanitarian convoy has delivered 23 tons of hygiene items across a newly reopened crossing point on the contact line in the east of the country. Announcing Thursday's operation in Donetsk, the Humanitarian Coordination Office, OCHA, confirmed this was the second UN convoy to cross at Novotrotsky since it reopened to aid materials a little over a week ago. It's still the only crossing point that remains operational for humanitarian aid delivery on the contact line, said OCHA spokesperson Jens Lark. The first delivery was on Thursday, the 15th of April, when five trucks crossed with 18 tons of COVID-19 supplies to the non-government-controlled area in Donetsk. Needs remain high in the east after years of conflict between government and separatist forces on the Russian border, with nearly 1.7 million people in need of assistance in Donetsk and Luhansk. These include the elderly, people with disabilities, female-headed households, and children are among the most vulnerable, the OCHA said. To Ethiopia now, where more than 1 million people have been displaced in northern Tigray and neighbouring Afar and Amhara regions amid ongoing conflict. The data comes from the UN Migration Agency, IOM, which indicated that people are fleeing to towns and cities to seek humanitarian assistance and gain access to essential services. Just over 1 million people are homeless in the Tigray region, along with another 45,000 in Afar and nearly 19,000 in Amhara, according to IOM's displacement tracking matrix. The actual number of people in need may be much higher, as the UN agency was unable to access many areas in northwestern, central, eastern and southern Tigray owing to continuing insecurity linked to conflict which erupted last November. The highest number of people in need is in Shire, where there are more than 445,000 internally displaced people. They're living in overcrowded shelters, including schools within the host community and in open spaces, having come for the most part from western and northwestern Tigray. Life-saving food assistance is among the most urgent need, along with emergency shelter and non-food items, including bedding and kitchen sets, access to healthcare services, water, sanitation, hygiene, and nutrition and protection services. Katie Dartford, UN News.